Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The third time they have met in the playoffs, and for the first time, the Redbirds have figured out the Bison puzzle. 29-28, Illinois State rallies. Brock Spak and the Redbirds ready to march into the quarterfinal round.
Unseeded team out of the Missouri Valley. Tommy Rittenhouse taking the knees, and Illinois State goes from one of the last four teams in the FCS playoffs to one of the last four teams standing.
Nothing normal about these Redbirds.
Illinois becomes
the first team to ever win four playoff games on the road to advance to the national championship game.
It's been a really incredible story down in Bloomington Normal. What Illinois State's football program has done this year has been so fun. And now they have the opportunity to play for a national championship. They'll take on Montana State next Monday. Not the Monday coming up, but the Monday after that, January 5th, down in Nashville. The head coach of the Illinois State Redbirds is Brock Spak. He is a friend of the Score and of my podcast, House of L. He knows Clay Harbor. And now he joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Coach, congratulations, and thanks so much for joining us here on The Score.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Well, thank you, Lawrence, and it's my pleasure to be here. Appreciate the coverage.
So let's talk about this, and I know that you and I have had conversations, whether it's on the pod or off, about this team, but to make history, to win four road playoff games, what do you think is the reason why your team has been able to do this?
Well, obviously they're tough kids, and they, you know, a lot of kids from the Chicagoland area actually, and but tough guys that are really locked in, and they have been all year and all off season. But they're a group of guys that are really comfortable being uncomfortable, if that means anything. If you're going to win on the road, you're going to be a lot of uncomfortable situations that come up, and they're very comfortable with that, and they kind of thrive with that. And the more adversity, the more uncomfort, the better they are. And they just seem to thrive on the road, and that's had a lot to do with mental toughness and preparation, and just kind of how they've been raised, you know, how their parents raised them, and just have good guys. You know, our coaching staff has done a great job, and really proud of them. They're just a great group to coach.
Coach, congrats on this run, man. It's been incredible. But just going from calling these games and just seeing where you guys have gotten has been really fun for me to every week make sure I go and check the box score, see what happened with ISU. Incredible run. I want to ask you about Victor Dawson, because when I was calling games, he wasn't quite healthy. And then now that I'm watching these games and checking these scores, he seems like a guy that has really worked his way back into shape and has become an integral part of this offense. Just speak a little bit on what Victor Dawson has meant to this offense and how he's worked his way back.
Yeah, he's meant a lot to us. You know, about over a year ago, he had an ACL. He squats over 600 pounds. So he's
almost as much as Ben Johnson.
Almost. But he's a kid that, like anybody else, you've been around guys who've had ACLs. Maybe you've had one. I don't know if you had one or not. But it takes a while. And he's done a really good job with all that. And he's become our number one back because, Winker's right. As you know, Winker's is a good player, but he's been banged up. And that's why you have to have a lot of backs, and that's why you have to have depth everywhere, you know. And going into the season, that's the one thing I did thought that we did have, and that was we were one of the deeper teams we've had, and we have a lot of good players. They're not all American types, but they're good players, and they've really developed. A lot of them are younger guys, and they're starting to play a lot now, and they're getting better and better and better. Particularly our defense, you did our games. You know, we've had some rocky games on defense, and that's typical of a young team or team that was with not a lot of experience. And this team has gotten better and better. And in the playoffs, they played really well. And I think Clay, you played in this league. This league gets you ready for the postseason. You know, because if you're not ready to play, you're going to get beat in the Missouri Valley. I mean, you have to be ready to play every Saturday. And that gets you ready for playoff football. And if I could give you one a big reason why, it's a league we play in, and the approach our players to take it.
For people that are going to be laying eyes on your team for the first time, I think one of the things that they should pay attention to is the connection between Tommy Rittenhouse and Daniel Sopkowitz. Those two kids seem to have a really good quarterback-receiver connection. How did they build it, and what would you suggest to people that they be watching for when they're watching ISU play?
They're very good, and they're both from the western suburbs of Chicago, and they came in together here. They played pitch and catch with the football a lot in their career, and can't imagine the thousands of balls they've been on the opposite end of with each other. So they put a lot of time in, and they worked really hard. And Dan could have left here, and he had a lot of – we had one really good deal and a lot of money, and decided he wanted to stay and stayed around his friends. And it really worked out well for him because he's a featured guy in our offense. So he's going to he's had a great year, and he'll get rewarded come April, and now I don't know about the NFL draft. I think he's a draftable guy for sure, but I know he'll be at somebody's training camp for sure, and he'll have a good chance of making it because he's such a good player. He's a great athlete. We have a kid named Maylander from York, from Elmhurst, York, down the road, too. He's a freshman. He's a player. He's a newcomer of the year in the league. He's another receiver to keep an eye on. He's a fast good young player. So some Chicago taste to that, and do a lot of work up there, and paid off for us.
Absolutely, man. Daniel Sopkowitz is just so crisp and smooth with his routes, Lawrence. And this guy is just one of those sneaky guys that can run and catch everything. And if I'm not mistaken, he was a walk-on. He was a walk-on that worked his way into a position, right, Coach?
You are exactly right. He's a walk-on. I couldn't believe it when I think CJ Irvin brought him to me. It was later in the process of recruiting senior year, and I think it's past the signing day, but he was out there still, or just before. And I said, God, this guy's still out there with no scholarship. I can't believe it. And he ended up turning out to be as good as we thought. He was even better. He is super smooth and explosive in and out of his cuts, has extremely, extremely good ball skills. Just a heck of an athlete. And the question's been asked, you know, how fast is he? You know, he does things so smooth that you know how those guys are. You've been around them. Is that you don't, they don't look very fast, but all of a sudden they're running 4.4, 4.5, you know. And I don't know if he's that fast, but he sure looks, he makes it look really easy. And he's just a heck of an athlete and a really good kid and a great person. And we're thrilled with him and glad he stayed and glad he came here and walked on, because we had a heck of a deal with that guy. Say that.
Illinois State head coach Brock Spack joining us here on The Score. The Redbirds are going to play for the national championship on January 5th and down in Nashville, and that's going to be a time. I saw this morning, and I was like, man, I'm being pranked right now. ISU football got a $2.5 million gift donation. Is that right?
That's correct.
Wow. So what? This is the biggest like allocation to the football program in the school's history. So what can you do with that?
Well, that's coming down the road. Okay, that's all I can say. And the person that donated didn't want his name out there, but he grew up in north side of Chicago and was a player here way before I was ever here. And he's been excited about the product, and he wanted to help us out. And there'll be some announcements down the road where this money will go to. But you know what it's like, and you know Clay can tell you what it's like to be in Division I athletics. It's a rat race. It's a facilities race. You name it, NIL race. There's a lot of money being thrown out there in Division I sports right now, and if you're not in the game, you're not gonna win. So this particular person realizes that, and he wanted to be anonymous right now and give us a good start to what some of our plans are.
It wasn't me, Lawrence. I'll just say that it wasn't
know.
Me.
I don't know. I mean. Maybe you got those pockets, Clay.
I want to talk about this Montana State Bobcat team. They got a good quarterback who's just really efficient. I think he's only thrown 3 interceptions, 24 touchdowns all year. But what jumps off the page at me is they got 2,000-yard running backs, Coach. What are you watching when you're looking at this Montana State Bobcat team that you really got to try and stop going into this game?
Well, they remind me a lot of North Dakota State and South Dakota State, the Dakotas in our league, because their head coach is from North Dakota State, and there's a reason for that. They've had very good athletes at the quarterback position in the last 5 to 7 years. They've had some really good athletes there and strong runners, as well as dual threat guys that can throw it. And they're big up front. They're physical. They're tough. They know what they're doing when they're running the football. They protect well. They're just a really balanced attack. So if you were to watch North Dakota State, that you're kind of watching them a little bit. That's who they are. And their head coach is from there. So that really bodes well for them. They're a physical defense. They're a four down front, just like the Bison are. And they get after you, and they're not fancy. They just attack you and attack the line of scrimmage, and they're really, really good on defense. So just a really physical, good team. Clay, would you like watching a team in the mirror from the Missouri Valley? They're very similar.
This run that you've been on to get to the national championship game, which is Monday, January 5th against Montana State, I think has been fueled in big part by special teams. You guys have been a true three-phase team so far in the playoffs. How did that come together, and why is it such an important part of your program?
Well, one out of every six kicks, and I will say this about special teams. Since I walked in the door here from day one, we've put a lot of emphasis on it. And some years it's really paid off, and other years maybe not so good, but we put a lot of time and effort in it, and we recruit guys who can return and punt and kick and snap, and guys who can play in space, guys who are tough, guys who are willing to play special teams at a young age. A lot of our young players do that, and they do it. They're really good. We've developed a lot of good players from our special ops, and we call them special operations. So every one of our teams is named after a special military force, so to speak. And like, for example, our kickoff team is called the Night Stalkers. You know, so they take on this special operations groups and in our military, and their attack mode and how we approach it. And our coaches do a really good job with it. And we have two coordinators right now, and that really helps. So not one guy. And FCS, we don't have quite as big a staff as you do in FBS, where I came from. So we have two guys that do it, and it's been really, really helpful. And we have a coordinator for each group, and it's just a lot of emphasis, a lot of work. You know, we start our practice after we stretch. We start with a special team circuit, which is, Clay can kind of tell you, it'd be like an individual period, Clay, for other positions, for positional players. You know, so that's, we take our players through a different phase or different phases of the individual techniques they need to learn and do in the first 5 minutes of practice. So we do that every day.
Yeah,
and so it's emphasized, and we have good returners now. We have good players. I've got a good long snapper from the South Suburbs. Dylan Calabrese is a really good player. He came in from Western Michigan. He was a walk-on there, came here, and has done a great job for us. A good punter. So we have good kickers. There are two kickers. Both are from the Chicagoland. One's from Yorkville. And Matt Maldonado, he's done a good job. And Mike Constantino is from the Chicago area. He's there. He's our place kicker, and so we just have good players, and we really emphasize all the techniques in the system every day in practice. We put a lot of time and effort in it.
Yeah, Coach, I want to just ask you, as a guy that called the Missouri Valley Game of the Week when you played North Dakota State the first time, it was a close game for the most part, and then seeing you guys come out 29-28. After throwing five interceptions, how were you guys able to stay together and pull that game out against the number one team in the country?
Yeah, you know, Clay, you've been in the league, and you know, you've done these games. You don't make those kind of mistakes against North Dakota State and survive, you know. And our quarterback pulled himself out of a tailspin. You know, his first three interceptions, balls were tipped, you know, basically at the line of scrimmage, and you know, when you have tipped balls, it's really dangerous. There's good job by their players. You know, they got their hands up, but he was able to keep his composure in that environment, in that big a game, to come back and lead us to a touchdown pass at the end of the game, and then throw a 2-point conversion. He, Tommy Rittenhouse, I can't tell you enough how impressed I've been with his mental toughness, his physical toughness, his competitive drive. You love him. There's a cool little sidebar with him. You know, his parents were seniors in college in 2000 at Purdue when I was there. And we had a guy named Drew Brees that took us to the Rose Bowl. And Tommy's kind of doing something like that here, a national championship game. And because I think that's Tommy's, he doesn't say this, but I think that's one of his heroes in life, you know, and
undersized quarterback, competitor, you know, has great accurate thrower, can run a little bit. Now, Tommy's a really good athlete. He's probably actually faster than Goof, but his arm talent is what he's really worked on a lot. He's gotten stronger here in the weight room. His coach, Tony Pearson's done a really good job with him, working on his throwing motion, throwing mechanics. And but it's all on him. He's done the work. He does extra work. He's a great leader. A staunch competitor. You know, if I was in a bar fight, you'd probably be my first guy I'd pick. You don't usually pick a quarterback in that situation, but I would. This guy is tough. And he just has no quit in him. And he just pulled himself out of this. He wasn't going to allow himself to go out like that. And it was just amazing. Because I've seen a few guys, a few quarterbacks. I've been a part of four Heisman finalists. And every one of them had that trait. You know, they don't. And I told it to Tommy. I said, you want a trait like Breeze, one of his greatest traits was he never stayed in the funk. He never stayed in that tailspin. He pulled himself out and found a way to win even when he wasn't playing well. And Clay will tell you that's what great players do. You know, they even when they're not playing well, they'll find a way to win and execute their position and their job. And that's what he did in that game. And you knew he had really come full circle with that kind of performance. Because then there's not going to be quarterbacks that I've been around that would survive that.
Coach, we really appreciate you jumping on with us, and we know that you got, whether it's team stuff or family stuff, considering it's Christmas Eve, we appreciate you picking up the phone. Congratulations on all of the success. We are all rooting for you. Good luck in the national championship, and thanks for coming on the show today.
Appreciate you, Coach.
Well, thanks for having me. We appreciate everybody's support, particularly around Chicagoland. We have a lot of alums, a lot of fans, a lot of players and ex-players that live there, and it's awesome. We get a lot of, and I appreciate what you guys do for us.
Anytime, Coach. Good luck against Montana State.
All right. Appreciate it. You have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Coach. That is Brock Spack, the head coach of the ISU Redbird.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.